Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for the early risers this morning. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, and all my front and rear loading truck drivers too. All right. First and foremost, we have to touch on a story that has somewhat developed over the last few hours, because when we talk about the Atlanta Falcons, we know this team is going to go really as far as Kirk Cousins, Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, despite the Michael Penix pick, despite all the chatter around what the Falcons decide to do with the 8th overall pick in the draft. We know at the end of the day, as Falcons fans, that the Falcons are going to go as far as Kirk Cousins takes us. Of course, he'll need the pieces around him. And of course, you know, we got to continue to get the defense straightened out and ironed out. I understand all that. But at the end of the day, this Falcons team is going to go as far as Kirk Cousins takes them. With that being said, is it possible? Could it be a thing that the Falcons may have to do some mending of the relationship with one Kirk Cousins? Why do I say that? Well, yesterday, a report came out from Albert Breer, works for Sports Illustrated, part of the Monday Morning Quarterback. You know him. He's been on the station before with the morning shift. But yesterday, Albert Breer put out his latest article, had some takeaways, reactions to other stories, but it also had some final takeaways from the NFL draft. One of those takeaways had to deal with, you guessed it, the Atlanta Falcons. And it basically told the story of why ultimately Kirk Cousins decided to leave Minnesota and join the Atlanta Falcons. And the reasoning is not to say interesting, but the reasoning is one you would expect, but now the same scenario has kind of played out here in Atlanta, and Kirk Cousins is probably feeling away. And again, that's why I'm asking the question, does the relationship have to be mended? Does it need to be worked on? All right, let me let you hear what Albert Breer, I'll read you what Albert Breer had to say. He said this, quote, "I do have one last take on the Atlanta Falcons' handling of the quarterback situation, and that's that I would 100% understand if Kirk Cousins is still stinging a bit from the whole ordeal. Here's why. A reason he decided to leave Minnesota is because the Vikings were very upfront with the 35-year-old about the possibility that even in the case he stayed, they take a quarterback of the future high in the draft. Tying that together with the team's willingness to guarantee part, but not all, of a second year on another contract, Cousins figured that if he stayed, there was a good shot that he'd be on the move in 2025. So, just to recap as of right now, when Kirk Cousins was deciding whether to stay in Minnesota or whether to leave Minnesota, the Vikings were very upfront when talking about their next steps as a franchise. They said, hey, we definitely want to have you back, but whether you stay or you go, we're drafting a quarterback high in the draft as your heir apparent. That's whether you stay or whether you leave. Do with that information what you will. So Kirk Cousins said, okay, well, even if I do stay, they're probably going to be ready to move on and start the post-Kirk Cousins era. And whoever they draft, they're probably going to be ready to start them by 2025. So it's best if I just go because I'm going to be gone the next year anyway. So I might as well leave now. So it seems like that was the thinking behind this whole decision for Kirk Cousins, according to Albert Breer. All right, keeping it going. Albert Breer continued by saying, quote, "I know Cousins appreciated how open the Vikings were about their draft strategy, even if it meant him leaving." So Kirk Cousins, like anybody, it may sting, and you may not like what you hear, but you do appreciate the honesty and the upfrontness. And Albert Breer saying, sure, Cousins appreciated the Vikings, even though it wasn't what Cousins wanted to hear, probably. He appreciated it, the open honesty and the upfrontness. All right, continue on with what Albert Breer said. Quote, "So if you were him, how would you feel when that call came as his new team was on the clock to explain how the Falcons were taking his heir apparent, Michael Penix Jr., with the 8th pick? Now, I do understand why Atlanta felt the need to keep it quiet and why GM Terry Fontenot's experience in New Orleans in 2017 when the Chiefs knew the Saints coveted Patrick Mahomes and jumped ahead of them to get him marked the decision not to tell Cousins of their plans." So, Terry, to Albert Breer's point, looking at the other side of things, knows what it's like when a team knows you want to get a certain QB and you like a certain QB and a team jumps ahead of you because they know, oh man. In the example Albert Breer used here, when Terry Fontenot was in New Orleans and the Chiefs knew the Saints wanted Patrick Mahomes, they're like, hey, nah, Patrick Mahomes too good. We see something in him too. What y'all see, we see. And we're not going to let you go get Patrick Mahomes. We're jumping ahead of you to go get Patrick Mahomes. Well, Terry Fontenot had been through that, obviously, in New Orleans, and he didn't want that same thing to happen here in Atlanta. So you understand it. All right. Keeping it going here. This is continuing what Albert Breer had to say. He says, quote, "Still, it had to be crappy. It had to be a crappy call to take if you were Cousins, considering the basis of the decision you made 6 weeks earlier. It remains to be seen, of course, if that'll lead to any sort of early fissure in the player-team relationship there. I think they'll be able to get past it because head coach Raheem Morris is a phenomenal relationship guy, and Cousins is an adult. But if there are early bumps in the season, this one will be interesting to watch. So I definitely think things, if they haven't already, and they might have already, but if they haven't already, things definitely need to be smoothed over. Now, again, Kirk Cousins, ultimate professional, like Matt Ryan, I think he's going to handle and has handled anything with grace. But again, we've heard the reports that Kirk Cousins' agent came out and said that Kirk Cousins didn't know about the pick, Michael Penix pick, until, again, like Albert Breer said there, the Falcons were on the clock. So if you're Kirk Cousins and you're leaving because you know the team is about to draft your heir apparent high in the draft, and you go to a team where it doesn't seem like they're going to do that, and then they turn around and do that, as Albert Breer said, that definitely could sting a little bit. So, again, I do think maybe things need to be smoothed over if they haven't already. But at the end of the day, like Albert Breer said, I think it'll be able to be worked out. I think Cousins, probably in the back of his mind, still knows that he's at least in Atlanta for 2 years. And look, at the end of the day, I think if he plays well, the Falcons are going to be willing to keep him. I mean, if Kirk Cousins wins a Super Bowl or goes deep in the postseason in one of these first 2 years in Atlanta, then the Falcons aren't going to move on. Arthur Blank is going to be ready to move on. Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris aren't going to be ready to move on. They're going to want to keep on winning and keep that window open as long as they can. So while I definitely would understand Kirk Cousins being a little bit irked, being a little bit perturbed about the situation and the Falcons keeping the pick close to the vest of Michael Penix and not being upfront with Kirk Cousins, I will say this. Maybe they didn't know at the time when they were going after Kirk Cousins if they wanted to draft him, who knows? But let's say for this scenario, they knew they still wanted to go get Michael Penix if they could, and they would draft Michael Penix if they could, even with Kirk Cousins. If they would have told Kirk Cousins that up front when they were trying to sign him and trying to negotiate with him, would he still be here in Atlanta? Not sure the answer to that question is yes. So I understand why Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and company and the Falcons brass did what they did. And I understand Kirk Cousins if he's a little bit, again, perturbed by the situation. But at the end of the day, still got to go play football, still got to go win games. And if, guess what, Kirk Cousins plays well, the Falcons win games, they win the division, make the postseason, make a deep playoff run, they're going to keep Kirk Cousins around. So part of this, too, is on Kirk. Like, I feel like Kirk can control this situation. Like, the better he plays, the longer he stays, honestly, is the way to put it for me. Now, and I do see it where it could be a situation after 2 years, if they feel like they're ready to go to Michael Penix, I mean, they could do that because this Kirk Cousins deal is ultimately a 2-year deal. So we'll see. But at the end of the day, if Kirk Cousins wins a Super Bowl in year two, they're going to keep Kirk Cousins for year three and possibly year four. And even if Kirk Cousins makes the NFC Championship game in year two, I think they keep Kirk Cousins for year three, year four. Let's say they go to the wild card round, they win a playoff game, and they make it to the divisional, losing the divisional, in year one or year two of Kirk Cousins. I think he stays then. So any type of playoff success, if you get a win in the postseason, I think we see Kirk Cousins stay for at least 3 years. So we'll see. But I do think there probably had to be a talk. If there wasn't already, there probably will need to be maybe some sort of a talk and just a mending over things. But we shall see. But as Albert Breer said, it will be interesting to find out and see if there is any sort of slow start, how things could potentially change, rearrange, and how things look in the ATL. So we'll see what happens, but that was a very interesting piece of knowledge there. Again, you leave somewhere because you're like, oh, they're about to draft my heir apparent anyway. And then the team you go to, they throw you that same curveball, and you're like, man, what the heck? I just left the place because I thought they were going to do what this team just did. So it's understandable. But at the end of the day, Falcons gave them $100 million guaranteed. It is what it is. So we'll see what happens. All right, when we come back, we talked about it yesterday. If Timberwolves can take two, which they did, defending champs are in trouble. We'll talk about it next and recap the rest of the playoff action from last night in the NBA. We'll do it next here on the Hometown Take 5 minutes from now on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment early this morning for all my early risers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work, getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all my early morning, late night rear loading, front loading truck drivers out there as well. And of course, all my people listening in the bed too. So, man, the NBA playoffs continue to heat up. Round two play officially all the way underway. And we'll get to Knicks Pacers in a second because that was a fun ball game as well. But how about the Minnesota Timberwolves laying it down to the Denver Nuggets last night? They win in Denver again. 106-80, absolutely blowing the Nuggets out. And the Nuggets, they laid an absolute stinker, too. I mean, you definitely give credit to the Timberwolves, but the Nuggets, they just got it handed to them. And they just, after getting hit in the mouth a little bit in game one, and it was a good game one, I thought the Nuggets would respond. But, man, they just came out and, again, laid a flat-out stinker. So, Jamal Murray only had 8 points. He was 0-4 from 3, 3 of 18 from the field. He couldn't get anything going. Nikola Jokic, 16 points, 16 rebounds. He didn't have a great night, 5 of 13 from the field. Michael Porter Jr., he did not shoot well at all, too, and that's been a big thing. He's been playing well for them as of late, and he finally had a clunker of a night. 9 points, 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 7 from 3. Aaron Gordon was the best player last night, 20 points. 8 of 14 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3, but he didn't really have help from anybody else. Justin Holiday, the former Hawk, he was the third leading scorer, 13 points off the bench, 4 of 6 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3, but, I mean, nobody else really gave the Nuggets anything. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, only 4 points, 2 of 6 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3. So, look, it's not that the Nuggets can't have one of these games, because every team has one of these games in the playoffs. I mean, you have multiple games like this throughout a regular season where you just don't have it. Your best players aren't shooting very well, and you're just not getting a great output. But for the Nuggets to have a clunker game like this after losing game one, I just did not expect that. I just didn't expect that, and I'm going to let you know, Dave Ashburn, he's a Nuggets fan, our main sales guy here at 99 The Game in Odyssey. Dave, your Nuggets are in trouble, brother. Your Nuggets are in trouble. The Fighting Dave Ashburns are in trouble because now they're going to Minnesota down 2-0. Going to Minnesota down 2-0. So, at this point, I'm not saying the Nuggets can't come back. I'm not saying they can't win in Minnesota. What I am saying is it's going to be really, really, really tough for the Nuggets to bounce back. And I'm not sure the defending champs are making it out of the second round at this point. I mean, again, you think with that championship pedigree, like they bounce back, but when they lay an absolute clunker like that, it's just that really, really was shocking to me. By the way, just to give you the box score for the Timberwolves side of things, Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, both great last night. Ant-Man, 27 points, 11 to 17 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3, efficient night for him. Karl-Anthony Towns, really good night for him as well, 27 points, 10 of 15 from the field, 3 of 5 from 3, 12 rebounds as well for Cat. Kyle Anderson, he almost had himself a little triple-double. 6 points, 8 assists, 9 rebounds for Kyle Anderson, the wily old vet. And Rudy Gobert, actually, believe it or not, did not play last night. But no problem for the Timberwolves. And that's the other thing, too. I mean, they didn't have Rudy Gobert, a bigger presence down low, and it just did not matter. And that's what I said when we found out this was going to be the matchup. The Timberwolves are best suited to play the Nuggets. Like, they can go pound for pound with the Nuggets, and they're obviously showing that now. But Cat, he's probably the best matchup in the NBA for Nikola Jokic as far as being able to defend him, as far as making him work on defense. Like, he is the best matchup. And with Rudy Gobert out, there was no other option for Nikola Jokic really to guard. He had to guard Cat. So this was, to me, very, very eye-opening. And by the way, Naz Reid, the Timberwolves, very good big man coming off the bench. He had 14 points, 5 rebounds. He was 4 of 8 from 3, 5 of 14 from the field. He is a really big piece, by the way, for the Timberwolves, just because he can come in behind Cat and they literally do not miss a beat. The way he stretches the floor, the way he can still play big, like when Naz Reid comes in for Cat, like they literally do not miss a beat. Or if he comes in for Gobert, he can handle the ball just a little bit too. Naz Reid, really good role player and bench player for the Timberwolves. And then Nikhil Alexander-Walker, he had 14 points off the bench as well, 6 rebounds. He went 4-7 from 3, so he had a good shooting night, 5-9 from the field overall. So, man, oh, man, oh, man. I was literally shocked when I saw this score. I wasn't able to stay up for the game, but when I saw the score, I was shocked, absolutely shocked. So, we'll see if the Timberwolves can – we'll see if the Nuggets can bounce back, but – I mean, goodness gracious. They definitely taking a couple of haymakers out the gate. And again, I think they have the pedigree to bounce back, but I'm just not sure. And the Timberwolves too, they're just on a tear right now as well. Anthony Edwards, I mean, he's on a tear right now that honestly reminds me of the tear Trae Young was on in the playoffs in 2021, to give you a little bit of a local twist on it. It just reminds me of that when he could really do no wrong. The team was playing well around him and everything was just kind of going right for the Hawks in 2021. It seems like everything is just kind of going right for the Timberwolves right now in this postseason. Nuggets, by the way, trailed 61-35 at the half. And after that, it was really about over with. So, man, Timberwolves beat the Nuggets 106-80, take both games in Denver, and they're taking a 2-0 lead to Minnesota. So, Nuggets, defending champs, in trouble for sure. Okay, let's touch on this Knicks-Pacers game. This was a fun game. Pacers lose to the Knicks. Knicks take it 121-117. Knicks with a 1-0 lead in the series. And again, I think this is a good tale. I think this game one was a good tale of how this series is going to play out. I think, again, the Pacers can speed up the Knicks a little bit, but at the end of the day, the Knicks will be able to slow down the Pacers when they need to and get those stops when they need to on the Pacers. Jalen Brunson led the way for the Knicks, and he's continued to be good again. 43 points for Brunson last night, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, 25 points for Dante DiVincenzo. He had 5 threes, 24 points for Josh Hart, 8 assists, 13 rebounds for Josh Hart. He gets in there and rebounds, man, as a guard. 13 points for Hartenstein, 13 points for Ananobi. Again, man, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're in just great shape, but Tom Thibodeau plays absolutely nobody from the bench. I mean, Mitchell Robinson got 12 minutes. Miles McBride, he got 11 minutes. Prentice Achiuwa, he got 4 minutes, but like they just played three guys off the bench. It was a 9-man rotation. Again, Mitchell Robinson, McBride, and Prince Achiuwa all barely played. So those starters are going to play heavy, heavy minutes. I mean, they all played 40-plus minutes besides Hartenstein. Anunoby played 42. Hartenstein played 36. Brunson played 44. Josh Hart didn't come out the game. He played all 48. Dante DiVincenzo played 44. So, again, the only thing that scares me about this Knicks team is, like, are they going to get worn down? Because that's a lot to do for a 7-game series, or for what they would have to – you have to play 4 7-game series if you make it to the finals. I mean, that's just a lot, dude. And these guys be playing all these minutes, basically entire games. Like, I just don't know how – when is a breakdown going to happen? I'm just worried about these players' bodies for the Knicks breaking down. But, again, this is nothing new. They've been doing this all season, so I guess they're used to it. But they play well, game one. And as far as the Pacers go, Tyrese Haliburton, he – talk about stinkers. He laid a stinker last night. Only 6 points, 8 assists. He was 2 of 6 from the field, 2 of 5 from three. He played 36 minutes, so it's not like he didn't play. He just didn't shoot that much. So I'm a little surprised at that one, at what he did last night. Miles Turner had 23 points. He played well, 8 of 16 from the field, 2 of 6 from 3. Nesmith had 12 points. Siakam had 19 points for the Pacers, 18 points off the bench for TJ McConnell, 12 points for Obi Toppin. So, again, I think the Pacers bench is going to definitely keep them in it, because I think they're going to have a little bit more fresher legs. And now, granted, the Pacers only played 4 guys off the bench and the Knicks played 3, but they played a lot heavier minutes than the 3 guys off the Knicks bench did. So we'll see what unfolds there. But I still got the Knicks beating the Pacers. I just think they're a better team. I think they're better defensively. And I think when you get into the postseason, being able to get those timely stops that the Knicks can get, I think that's going to help the Knicks win, even with, you know, even if the legs are a little bit heavy there in the end. I think the Knicks can dial it down, lock in, and get stops when they need to. But playoffs have been fun thus far. They've been fun to watch, and there have been some surprises in there too. Tonight we'll see the Celtics and Cavaliers in game one of their second round series, and then also game one of the Thunder and Mavericks series starts tonight as well. So we'll see if we get any fun games from that. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, can the Braves bounce back tonight? They return home to the friendly confines of Truist Park for a quick 2-game series against the Boston Red Sox. And look, I just hope they can exercise some demons and score some runs tonight. We'll see if they can do it. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. You know we got to let my man Drizzy breathe. Kendrick, we still waiting on you, my boy. We still waiting on you. You still on the clock. Like I said, Drake's up right now. He's up. Got Kendrick to move on some fake info that Drake fed him. Had to change the cover art for one, maybe even two of his diss tracks. And the allegations that that Kendrick put on Drake, people are coming to Drake's defense and saying that that ain't the case. So right now, Drake is up. And Kendrick, you got to respond, my boy. And guess what? If you don't, it's over. It's over. So we're going to see. But Kendrick fans, if y'all want to continue to jump into my mentions, go ahead. At underscore Dylan Matthews. I ain't scared of y'all. Y'all ain't got no leg to stand on right now. So come if you want to. Anywho, appreciate y'all tapping in. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber, Lyft drivers, all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. My first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. All my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. All my early morning front loading and rear loading truck drivers. All my early morning, late night food industry workers, hospital workers. All my bus drivers out there. And all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So, the Atlanta Braves, they're getting back at it tonight. Taking on the Boston Red Sox. 7:20 first pitch, I believe. Actually, it might be 7:30. I'll double check it. But either way goes, I need the Braves to score some runs. I need them to get out of this little funk they're in. Because, one, and again, I will preface all of this by saying it is early. There is absolutely no need to panic. But on the flip side of that token, I will say this. One, obviously it's just not fun watching the Braves be in a slump, so I don't want to see that nonsense anymore. And two, the Phillies, on a more serious note, are red hot right now. And you don't want to, obviously, and again, I know it's early, but you don't want to have their, you don't want there to be too deep of a hole because, again, you still want the Braves to win the division. The Braves don't want to win the division, obviously. And that goal is obviously still very much in reach, but you don't want to get too far behind the eight ball. And with the Phillies playing as well as they are right now, you want to keep pace. You want to keep track. And you don't want to let that lead balloon up too much for the Phillies. So looking at the standings right now, as they are, Braves 20-12, second in the NL East, obviously, but they are right now 3 games behind the Phillies. The Phillies are 25-11. They've won 6 games in a row. They're 9-1 in their last 10. And they just swept the Giants, and I believe they swept the Los Angeles Angels too. Yeah, they swept the Angels. Actually, they just swept the Padres. Oh, no, the Angels took the first game. So they swept the Padres, took 2 out of 3 from the Angels, and then swept the Giants in a 4-game series. Next, they're taking on the Blue Jays, who are 16-19. So you think they'd stay fairly hot against the Blue Jays. Then they got the Marlins and they got the Mets, 2 teams in the NL East, and we ain't worried about. Then they got the Nationals after that, too. Then they have a tough series against the Rangers, then they go right back up against the Rockies and the Giants. The Rockies are 8-26, and they just beat up on the Giants. So, look, the Phillies have a pretty favorable schedule this month. They close out the month with the 15-20 right now St. Louis Cardinals. So, point being, the Phillies have a very favorable schedule this month. The Braves, we talked about it. They got a little bit of a tougher road this month. Now, they take on the Red Sox, 19-16, so the Red Sox are a solid team. But again, Braves, you would expect them, and again, you would expect the Braves to beat up on any of these teams. But anywho, take on the Red Sox, 2-game series here in Atlanta. Red Sox are 19-16. Then they take on the Mets for 3 games in New York. Mets are 17-18. Then they got the Cubs, who are 21-15. So the Cubs are a very solid team, obviously. Even the Red Sox, solid team. They take on the Padres, who are 19-19. But then again, they just did get swept by the Phillies for 4 games, so they're in a little bit of a skid. Who knows what they could be? Very well over 500 by the time that you play them. And the Padres still are a solid team. Then you play the Cubs again. Again, 21-15. You play the Pirates and the Nationals, so you do have a little bit of a break there. And then the Athletics, who are 17-19. So You do have a little bit tougher schedule than the Phillies at this point. So, again, I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. But I would just like to see the Braves snap out of this and not let the Phillies build up too much of a lead in the NL East, because you don't play the Phillies again until I'm scrolling. Wow, that's a big drop off until the next time the Braves play the Phillies. They don't play the Phillies again until July 5th, 6th, and 7th. You have a 3-game series against the Phillies. It's May, and it's May 7th. So you don't play the Phillies until another whole almost 2 months, a little less than 2 months. So you want to make sure you're still around the – I mean, obviously by that time they could have retaken the NL East lead, and that would be great. But, you just want to make sure this lead doesn't balloon up too much, and you want to snap out of this if you're the Atlanta Braves. So exercise some demons against the Boston Red Sox. Get back on track at home before you go beat up on the Mets in New York. That's all I ask. And I don't think that's too much of an ask either. So Braves back at it tonight. It's going to be Reynaldo Lopez going up against Cutter Crawford. Both pitchers been going well so far. Lopez 2-1 for the Braves, 1.50 ERA, WHIP right at 1 in 30 innings pitch. Cutter Crawford 2-1 as well, 1.56 ERA, 1.07 WHIP in 40 and a third innings pitch. So both pitchers have been doing well for their respective teams this year, and you just hope Reynaldo Lopez can continue to be good and the Braves can find a way to beat up on Cutter Crawford in this quick 2-game set. And in game 2, I'll go ahead and let you know the probables as far as starting pitching goes. Should be Chris Sale against Nick Pivetta. Two very good veterans who are playing well right now. So we'll see what happens. But I just want to see at least give me 5. I at least want 5 runs from the Braves tonight. Either like a Matt Olson home run, a Ronald Acuña Jr. home run. I don't think that's too much to ask. Is it? I don't think so. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the Morning Shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the program. And we'll wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. You know we got to let my man Drizzy breathe. Kendrick, we still waiting on you, my boy. We still waiting on you. You still on the clock. Like I said, Drake's up right now. He's up. Got Kendrick to move on some fake info that Drake fed him. Had to change the cover art for one, maybe even two of his diss tracks. And the allegations that that Kendrick put on Drake, people are coming to Drake's defense and saying that that ain't the case. So right now, Drake is up. And Kendrick, you got to respond, my boy. And guess what? If you don't, it's OV. It's over. So we're going to see. But Kendrick fans, if y'all want to continue to jump into my mentions, go ahead. @_DylanMatthews. I ain't scared of y'all. Y'all ain't got no leg to stand on right now. So come if you want to. Anywho, appreciate y'all tapping in. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, all my early morning, late night Uber, Lyft drivers, all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well, my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. All my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. All my early morning front loading and rear loading truck drivers. All my early morning, late night food industry workers, hospital workers. All my bus drivers out there and all my people listening in the bed right now as well. So, the Atlanta Braves, they're getting back at it tonight, taking on the Boston Red Sox. 7:20 first pitch, I believe. Actually, it might be 7:30. I'll double check it. But either way goes, I need the Braves to score some runs. I need them to get out of this little funk they're in because, one, and again, I will preface all of this by saying it is early. There is absolutely no need to panic. But on the flip side of that token, I will say this. One, obviously it's just not fun watching the Braves be in a slump, so I don't want to see that nonsense anymore. And two, the Phillies, on a more serious note, are red hot right now. And you don't want to, obviously, and again, I know it's early, but you don't want to have there, you don't want there to be too deep of a hole because, again, you still want the Braves to win the division. The Braves still want to win the division, obviously. And that goal is obviously still very much in reach, but you don't want to get too far behind the eight ball. And with the Phillies playing as well as they are right now, you want to keep pace. You want to keep track. And you don't want to let that lead balloon up too much for the Phillies. So, looking at the standings right now, as they are, Braves 20-12, second in the NL East, obviously, but they are right now 3 games behind the Phillies. The Phillies are 25-11. They've won 6 games in a row. They're 9-1 in their last 10. And they just swept the Giants, and I believe they swept the Los Angeles Angels, too. Yeah, they swept the Angels. Actually, they just swept the Padres, Oh, no, the Angels took the first game. So they swept the Padres, took 2 out of 3 from the Angels, and then swept the Giants in a 4-game series. Next, they're taking on the Blue Jays, who are 16-19. So you think they'd stay fairly hot against the Blue Jays. Then they got the Marlins and they got the Mets, two teams in the NL East and we ain't worried about. Then they got the Nationals after that, too. Then they have a tough series against the Rangers. Then they go right back up against the Rockies and the Giants. The Rockies are 8-26 and they just beat up on the Giants. So look, the Phillies have a pretty favorable schedule this month. They close out the month with the 15-20 right now St. Louis Cardinals. So point being, the Phillies have a very favorable schedule this month. The Braves, we talked about it. They got a little bit of a tougher road this month. Now, they take on the Red Sox, 19-16. So the Red Sox, a solid team. But again, Braves, you would expect them. And again, you would expect the Braves to beat up on any of these teams. But anywho, take on the Red Sox, 2-game series here in Atlanta. Red Sox are 19-16. Then they take on the Mets for 3 games in New York. Mets are 17-18. Then they got the Cubs, who are 21-15. So the Cubs are a very solid team, obviously. Even the Red Sox, solid team. They take on the Padres, who are 19-19. But then again, they just did get swept by the Phillies for 4 games. So they're in a little bit of a skid. Who knows what they could be very well over 500 by the time that you play them. And the Padres still are a solid team. Then you play the Cubs again. Again, 21-15. Play the Pirates and the Nationals, so you do have a little bit of a break there, and then the Athletics who are 17-19. So you do have a little bit tougher schedule than the Phillies at this point. So again, I'm not worried, I'm not concerned, but I would just like to see the Braves snap out of this and not let the Phillies build up too much of a lead in the NL East, because you don't play the Phillies again until I'm scrolling. Wow, that's a big drop-off until the next time the Braves play the Phillies. They don't play the Phillies again until July. July 5th, 6th, and 7th, you have a 3-game series against the Phillies. It's May, and it's May 7th. So you don't play the Phillies until another whole almost 2 months. A little less than 2 months. So you want to make sure you're still around the – I mean, obviously by that time they could have retaken the NL East lead, and that would be great. But, you just want to make sure this lead doesn't balloon up too much, and you want to snap out of this if you're the Atlanta Braves. So exercise some demons against the Boston Red Sox. Get back on track at home before you go beat up on the Mets in New York. That's all I ask. And I don't think that's too much of an ask either. So – Braves back at it tonight. It's going to be Reynaldo Lopez going up against Cutter Crawford. Both pitchers been going well so far. Lopez 2-1 for the Braves, 1.50 ERA, WHIP right at 1 in 30 innings pitched. Cutter Crawford 2-1 as well, 1.56 ERA, 1.07 WHIP in 40 1/3 innings pitched. So both pitchers have been doing well for their respective teams this year, and you just hope Reynaldo Lopez can continue to be good and the Braves can find a way to beat up on Cutter Crawford in this quick 2-game set. And in game 2, I'll go ahead and let you know the probables as far as starting pitching goes. Should be Chris Sale against Nick Pivetta. Two very good veterans who are playing well right now. So we'll see what happens. But I just want to see at least give me 5. I at least want 5 runs from the Braves tonight. Either like a Matt Olson home run, a Ronald Acuña Jr. home run. I don't think that's too much to ask, is it? Is it? I don't think so. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Tuesday edition of the program. And we'll wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.